Blackstone Audio presents The Ghost and Lady Alice by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Anne Dorr. For Charlie, my son, with love. 1. Wadham Hall stood high among the Sussex Downs, a magnificent example of Elizabethan architecture. Its structure was a rectangular block with six towers. It was surrounded by walled courtyards and gardens, turrets and gatehouses. Since it had been built in an age when glass was a status symbol, it was more glass than brick, its mullioned windows blazing in the sun. All this magnificence was the property of the 10th Duke of Havisham. He entertained in a lavish style, and his house parties were legendary. His guests considered themselves honored to be invited. The hall was beautifully run with every luxury and comfort, as an army of servants flitted silently to and fro, catering unobtrusively to every need. The upper servants did not consider their life very hard, although they worked long hours. At least they were housed and fed. But the lower order of servants lived in a state which was little more than slavery. Their wages were practically non-existent. There was no escape for them, for there was little other work to be had in the surrounding countryside. Their living quarters were disgraceful, and they cringed under the all-powerful tyranny of the groom of the chambers, Mr. Besant. But there is a lot to be said for having never known anything better. And certainly that was so in the case of Alice Lovesey.